Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Great. Don't normally work at home on a Tuesday, but it's spring break week this week, and they're like, you can come in, but this is going to be under construction, and this is going to be under construction. Your parking lot's not going to be available. Like, okay, maybe that's not the best idea.
The spring break for us too, but we do not have any major construction happening, so.
That's good. That's good. I mean, our it is badly needed construction. I know you guys have a
It
lot more
always
room.
is.
Yeah.
It's never done ahead of time.
No, we just got a new we redid our entire engineering library, so we're hopeful that that one doesn't fall apart anytime soon. I think that's the one that had the flood. We've had like flooding, fires. We had like a chair spontaneously catch on fire since I've been here. It's
Wow.
I'm just happy. I'm happy I'm not building management because it seems like a lot to deal with.
When are we going to have WolfCon in Colorado? I would love that.
But in, yes, me too. Right? It'd be so easy to get to. Yeah, and Denver is so central to the United States. It's a big airport, lots of planes fly. We'll see. We'll see. I know Boulder itself has been building a bunch of like conference centers and hotels, and then we got Sundance recently, so that should increase some of that hotel building as well, to give us better capacity for large events. We're also in the midst of getting a new library's deed, so we'll see. That could be play a major role in getting Folio to come here.
You can make it happen, Nicole. I believe
Maybe Claire, my colleague is pretty involved too, so maybe us together we can put some notes in some people's ears and be like, hey, it'd be really cool if we could do it right here. We love it when conferences are right here. All right, just waiting for a few other. I only had one person told me they couldn't come today, Sarah. So we'll see.
Yeah, I hope everybody in Europe thought about the time difference.
Oh yeah, that might
It's
be it.
one hour earlier.
I didn't even think to warn people.
Yeah, I just joined the meeting at exactly at 3 o'clock local time, and there was nobody but me, and I was really confused because I thought, no, I did get it wrong, but after double checking, the time was correct.
So yes, that actually might very well be the case, is that we'll have a few people today who just are, it's that weird time of year where our times are not synced. That happens. Okay, yeah, so that is not until the last Sunday of March. All right, and he did say he was going to come, and he's United States, so he has no excuses. So we'll see. He might have gotten called into something else, but we did plan today, just to kind of workshop WolfCon 2026. Oh, there he is. And so I wanted to do that. I put a bunch of like resources up. I started thinking about it, like, and kind of, I think the main decision is, do we want to do this, or we might, no worries, Damien, or we might like decide, hey, actually, what we have on our community's dashboard and the work we're currently doing is the highest priority work. And we don't think we're going to get enough we don't really have enough guidance of what we want out of this workshop to submit. So that's a decision too. We don't have to do a workshop, but I just it'll be good to discuss to see what needs are still out there, or what needs are areas we're still like we don't know. We've heard other people talk about this, but we really don't know what the need is. And those would be prime areas to like build a conversation or a presentation around to get some feedback and some input as to areas we might not be working on currently that we should be. So, first updates, I do have a linked data and discovery meeting scheduled on April 10th. That is with the linked data SIG, so that's on a Friday, and that's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's exciting. They seem excited. So Damien, I did ask because I know you can only t make the first part to maybe go into some of the viewfind
Actually,
things. Oh, go ahead.
unfortunately, I just looked at my calendar and I'm at a conference on the 10th, so I won't be able to attend on that date. And I don't know how I missed that. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Do you want me to try and get a different date? Because you're kind of important.
Let's see. I am certainly happy to try to join anytime that I'm able to join. My calendar is just a bit of a nightmare. But yeah, I think the 17th or the 24th are both available if Fridays are best, though the 10 to 11 hour tends to be problematic because of the WolfCon planning meetings as well as reshare meetings.
Wow,
Oh, so
you've
much OLF
so
stuff.
much. Yeah, I mean, we could still have it the 10th. I just, it'd be nice to have like someone who's on kind of the discovery side who sees some kind of the roadmap things and planning things of what that has that technical background as well, right? To kind of talk about things you've done or things that the Viewfind community has done in this area. And the Viewfind community has done a lot of like interesting things in this area. So do you
If
know
it would
anyone?
be helpful to have like a one-on-one meeting ahead of the April 10th meeting, I'd certainly be happy to chat and fill you in. I mean, honestly, very little has happened in the last decade. Most of what's in Viewfind is stuff that was done absolutely ages ago and is still there and still works, but hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention. So I don't feel like I have a lot of exciting news to share. I just have interest in seeing this given more attention, but no time to give it that attention myself, which is why we are where we are. And I don't know, I think Maccabee might have some interest in some of this too, even if just at the same abstract level that I do.
I definitely am exactly as Damien said, interested in this at the same abstract level. It's there's this perpetual tug of war with linked data about the theory and the practice and like, production use cases versus what might be and all that. And I would love to build some more functionality into Viewfind as soon as we figure out practically what that should be and have the bibliographic systems, just to support it. At Lehigh, we did some partnerships with ShareVDE. We're having some early research into BlueCore. I mean, there's so many interesting things that we could be doing with linked data, but we haven't settled on something and picked it and said, this is what we're going to do, and therefore this is what we should look at on the discovery side, in any production context.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I am looking forward to is just like a technical discussion on how we even define linked data and discovery, because it like from my perspective, as someone who like works with the systems, but I don't do any of the coding, I think of we have the HathiTrust integration with Viewfind, which is a little button on certain records that says HathiTrust and takes you to the full text that is in HathiTrust on some book records. And like to me, that is linked data, right? Like you're identifying and I there's an identifier in that record. You're using that identifier with an external source to determine what's going to show to the user. So that's one form of linked data, though. There's like many forms. And so I think for me, one of the hardest things about the linked data discussion is even defining what it is and pointing to specific features and talking about the technical aspect of how they actually work. That I'm kind of hoping that this meeting centers a little bit more on, because a lot of the times some of it's just so big in scope. Like a lot of the presentations I've seen are about the author pages, where you'll have an author in the MARC record or the bibliographic record, doesn't have to be MARC. You'll have an identifier next to that author. That identifier will connect to a store such as Wikidata or another data source of author identifiers, and use that to pull in information from external sources about that author, for example. And then in EBSCO's authors pages, they're also doing something else where they're using a kind of a knowledge graph that they've built behind the scenes and that they're currently to work on to pull in related resources, again, by using identifiers, but in a different way in that aspect, because there's a knowledge graph that's been crafted on the back end. It's not a pure like identifier to identifier relationship. So I think, yeah, like was one of those things I just described linked data and the other not? Or is everyone on the same page as me? And like, yeah, actually, that those are all examples of a linked data discovery integration.
Well, I think it really depends on whether you're talking about linked data conceptually or linked data as a specific kind of technology stack. So I think there are some who are going to say it's not linked data unless you're using RDF and you're storing things in a graph and you're querying the graph to get your information. That's sort of the strict technical way. And then there's also, as you say, just the idea of like linked data principles can be applied very broadly of using common identifiers to connect information together. And I think from a pragmatic perspective, the broader approach is more useful. But the linked data technical stack is a way of solving certain kinds of problems that are harder to solve in other ways. But from my perspective and viewfind, I don't care what the underlying technology is. I want to decide on the patterns of how we want to expose information so that we can build connectors that can use whatever is available to populate those parts of the interface that might be linked data. It might be an API that sits in front of a linked data system but makes the technical implementation more opaque or whatever. Certainly, the stuff that we currently have, like our Wikipedia integration, the HathiTrust previews, things like that, none of those are really designed in a linked data-y way, but they are achieving, as you say, linked data type goals. And in some cases, we might be able to replace those old implementations with something that's a little more linked data pure that would do a better job if we just, had the APIs and the time.
Yeah, see, and this is why I want you at the meeting, because you could say exactly that last part of like, this is what we have. It's old. I don't like it. This is what I want to move this type of thing towards, because that is the stuff I don't know. Like, I would love to know more with pictures.
Yeah, Damien should definitely be at that meeting, but I'll just say again, I agree with that philosophy. It's ViewFind for a decade has been able to like pull author information from Wikipedia, and it kind of works like crap because it gets the wrong person, who happens to have the same name, but it's been there for years, right? So it's about figuring out. Sorry, no one wants to watch me on the treadmill. That's why I had my camera off. It's a matter of what you actually want to do with it. What are the UI concepts? Because so many of these linked data discussions at WolfCon are about the metadata. And who cares about the metadata? Sorry, catalogers, I love you all. But the point of it is to serve a need, right? So what is the need? And everybody talks about author pages. Yeah, that's great. Okay, good. That's one, but let's talk about the UI concepts and the UI patterns of what the features we actually want are, and then figure out whether the best mechanism is, pure BibFrame style linked data, or stick a URI into a MARC record somewhere, or do things with AI that are dumber than that, but sometimes get you the right answer. Lots of ways to achieve it.
Yeah. And I mean, the treadmill is also encouraging. I'm like, yes, walking. I should do that sometime in my
Yeah, but you'll all get a headache if I keep my camera on. So,
life. No, understood. Understood. Okay. So, what I'll do, Damien, is I might reach out to the convener and kind of you guys directly just to say, hey, let's try another date. And then I think they have another, they do also do a Tuesday meeting. It's later in the evening, so that's why I was like shooting for Friday, so more people could join that. But yeah, we can figure out something. And that, because I do want to start off the discussion kind of with what MacBee was just saying about, like, here's what we're doing, technically speaking, that could be replaced with this technology, you know, like to talk about it from a technology stack standpoint and from a user, like, what do they want to see standpoint. Because when I think about linked data, I also think about like the three realms, right? There's the metadata creation, the indexing, and then the putting it into the discovery service. And I know like all of those have like sub sections as well, but like MacBee with metadata creation is where I've seen a lot of the conversation happening, right? Like, and that's really important, and lots of great stuff can be done there. But I think our group really wants to go to that third one of like, okay, you know, that stuff can fit very well into our current structure without any extra coding, really. But what about the things that don't? So, what are those things? Can we, you know, how are the author pages performing? What are like those Wikipedia pages? We're actually getting sadly rid of our Wikipedia integration and viewifying just because it's become so unreliable, and there's a lot of like professors who are like, that's not me. I was searching for, you know, it's a bad look. So we're hoping that something better comes along for that, you know. So that could be a great discussion too of how could we replace the Wikipedia with a link, better linked data infrastructure. Okay, great. Thank you for your thoughts on that, and I will adjust that date so we can
Yeah,
have that conversation.
I'm sorry about that.
No worries, no worries. You are on a lot of meetings. Understood. Our other, let's see. I did reach out to Kalayla about the UX prod 2422 and 2758. So we left off on like just a clarification of she's like, well, what do you really want? And we talked about that place a hold shown or in the request, you know, the buttons being there are not there, and having that flag in the system that lets the discovery system either show it or not show it based on a lot of very complicated sometimes circulation rules. So that's where that conversation left off. And then Marie reached out to EBSCO. So Tammy is no longer with EBSCO, but they do want to do a meeting with us at some point. We're still deciding the date to talk about some of the upcoming features that are being developed. So those are my updates. Any other updates? All right, should we move on to the workshop? So I will put it in the chat, just kind of the Google Doc. And I put a lot of like discovery priorities because in here, not that they should be included in any formal proposal, but because when I was trying to think about this, I'm like, well, me thinking about my position and my role, like, what are my priorities to try and move these systems through? And then the hard part, of course, that I'm trying not to think of is like, and how did they relate to Folio APIs, right? Like, because I'm wondering if many of what I want improved or done for the discovery systems are actually not Folio related, right? They are things that could perfectly well be done. They just haven't been done yet. So yeah, has anyone had any time to kind of look through any of the old documentation to see? Like the 2023 survey, where we kind of had that highlight about the five, what is it, five things that we wanted fixed. And the number one thing was that the holdings display. Especially thinking about that RTAC poll. And that has definitely developed in the system since we've done this survey. I mean, for me, it's still not working in EDS because of reasons, but
Yeah, I haven't looked through the whole documents, but I seem to remember that most of the pain points actually affected EDS, but not the other interfaces. So that makes it a bit difficult because if it's just about the improvements on the EDS side, I'm not sure we are the ones who should talk about that. That's probably better done by EBSCO. And the ones we had for Viewfind, I think, are still the main priorities we have in, we are still working on. So, regarding Viewfind, of course, has improved significantly how it interacted with Folio since that time. But the main points we had, the main pain points are still there, I think. Viewfind has workarounds for that, but or in some cases. But yeah, the idea was actually to improve the API, and that hasn't really happened, at least not in the main areas.
Yeah, I was looking at the Kubernetes dashboard right before this meeting began, but and exactly what you're saying is here, a lot of the viewfinds specifically things we were concerned about are in this community dashboard, like the batch renewal, right? Improving the API for that, still number one. The holdable and renewable flags, two and three, and then that ability to sort. Not on the fly, also there. And that one looks like it's gotten the most traction, actually, of our four priorities. And then we've just been struggling to get those other three out of draft, even. And those are pretty big ones.
Yeah, and the other ones, these holdings, items, series, multi-volume sorting, that's I'm not sure how much that is actually related to Folio, or if that's something that has to do with indexing. For example, we have solved some of these problems by creating a or adding custom fields to the index and using them for doing that stuff. So this is at least for us, nothing to do with Folio. If you get that information from Folio, okay, that's different. But if you get that from your index, then Folio doesn't really play a role here.
I think that for that's the RTAC poll sort, right?
Yeah, I think we're talking about item level information, which is not indexed typically, at least.
Yeah, and it's I'm also, I haven't been following, but I know Metadata Sig was working on a Folio feature to manually sort items, right, within Folio. And the once that's developed, I'm thinking the idea is that RTAC poll respects that order. And so it'd have to do a couple of things. It'd have to recognize that there has been a manual order reset, and this order is somehow flagged as the discovery set. To stop it from overlaying with the discovery order, which is taking place because the Folio order does not follow human logic, right? It follows the Folio logic, But when you're looking at it, like if I just looked at my economist and like nothing is in order. Like you got 1971 followed by 1985. Like it just there's no rhyme or reason there. So it's still not happening for us in that RTAC poll. And so we have been really happy to see progress going on there. Even though on the viewfind side, of course, we're doing the workaround of being able to order items in that system.
I guess the bottom line, though, is this does really highlight how difficult it is to figure out at a glance where a problem actually lives. Just looking at the CU Boulder discovery priorities, your viewfind things, like again, there are several things there that probably don't really have anything to do with Folio, though. We could find ways to solve them. But if we wanted to have a conversation specifically about folio issues, it would take a bit of digging to figure out which of these actually are folio issues.
Right, which is why a lot of my concentration in the viewfind community has been on looking at the Folio driver, right, and what developments are going on there, like the recently added, which you have, they told us we can't have. Like there's so many questions about where does this lie and how do we get it, and that's why we could have a workshop that's just about like. It's not actually about full, it's just what are your biggest pain points in discovery right now? Where is the community with those struggles? Which is an interesting conversation in its own right, like because different communities have different priorities. And I always personally like learning why, like in Spokane, they care about this particular one because they're a public library and they're dealing with different patrons and we also like we have a lot of really complicated bound widths that break the system. So like, but we understand that not everybody has really complicated bound widths. Like in the serials things as well. Like we have a lot of really complex serials. Not everybody has really complex serials. So that might be one way to approach it, but I don't know. Both Viewfind and EBSCO and Blacklight have their own conferences to really talk about these things.
Well, and I think there's also, the whole sorting thing is an interesting example of how you can solve a problem in different ways with different trade-offs because, some might prefer to see a human-readable sort implemented natively in Folio rather than having to manually number all of their items in order to put them in the right order. But certainly, manual numbering gives you the greatest degree of control. But then it comes down to, as you say, then you also have to keep track of, which things are manually numbered so that that sort should come into play. Do we need to just number everything? Are we then, manually rearranging every item record in our, all 8 million or whatever? It becomes a logistical management problem as well as a technical one.
Yeah. And that's another area we could like instead of having it be a broader workshop, just take one of our community priorities and workshop that, like if we want to talk about the sort. I think that would take more like we'd want to get a product owner with us and like some very specific questions and some maybe a panel of people to present on their perspectives of this particular issue and have like the goal of adding extra stuff to that JIRA and really advocating for its movement in the community.
Well, that absolutely continues to be our greatest challenge is that we have no power to actually make any implementation happen. Or, we're getting closer to being more influential, I think, but we still don't really have say in much of anything. We can just ask. And yeah, it would be a more interesting conversation if we had people in the room who were closer to that part of the puzzle and could say more about it.
I just a thought, but Koha is technically part of Wolfcon now also. I wonder if there's a perspective from that area, like if some of these problems are solved differently or better there, and it could be a session, on sort of how a different open source ILS versus Folio deals with some of these challenges. I don't know what the answer to that would be, whether it would be constructive, but it can help with the embarrassment factor. Like, come on, Folio, let's get going.
I think that would be interesting, but I also don't know how much Koha participation we're realistically getting in Wolfcon because I think they still have their own conference, which is well established that people go to. So I at least haven't seen a lot of Koha proposals coming through for Wolfcon. But if we could get
I'm
those people
sure,
in the room, I like the idea. I just don't know if they'll be there.
right. No, that's true. That's absolutely true. I'm just wondering about the question. I mean, I know people can use Koha with Viewfind, for example. There might be someone out there coming to Wolfcon because of Viewfind and not because of Koha, but you know what I mean. Whatever.
Yeah, and now that my mind is still on the serials part, I'm like, yeah, if we could get someone from Koha to talk about serials and Koha and how that functions and which solutions they picked and why, that'd be really cool. But yeah, does anyone else have thoughts about like that strategy of like centering on one of the community dashboard priorities, like using Wolfcon as a way to try to advance one of these JERAs within the community? Or are we still more interested in kind of more of an open-ended discussion towards identifying like if pain points need to be, if there's new stuff that needs to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, I think just trying to advance the top priorities, that would be too specific for a Wolfcon session, in my opinion. I would find that difficult to sell to people to come to that session.
So you would think more of like the broader, hey, these are where we're at. Even if they're this, because I'm looking at Chalmers as well, like, and those are the same. Like they're the same as our community priorities. They're the same top priorities identified in 2023 survey. Like it's not that no work has been done, it's just that there's still a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, and part of that is again very EDS specific.
But it isn't because we have the same problems with Viewfind for renewals and
Yeah,
requesting.
okay, for requests and renewals, but the other stuff like the problems with the EBSCOhost or Folio account, that seems, well, maybe it's not really EDS specific. But the question is if that problem is even exposed. So our users wouldn't know anything about a Folio account. They would only know about their university account, which they used to sign into via Shibboleth into Viewfind. And this is automatically mapped to their patron account in Folio. And they never see anything about that.
Correct. I think it, yeah, with accounts too, we're not, we're like, there's a lot of things we don't want our users to know, like there's a preferred pickup location, right? Service Point and Folio. And in Viewfind, you can set your preferred pickup location. And actually don't know how those two.
Yeah, but only the one in Viewfind is relevant to the user. If
Right.
there is no one, then they will use the preferred one, I think, from Folio, but they can override that. So this is not really, this might be more tricky for staff that are looking at the settings in Folio, and they don't know anything about the setting in Viewfind. So that's not really use for the user problem, but maybe for the staff.
Yeah, it goes back to that, like, where is the problem exactly?
Yeah,
Question.
if that even is a problem, I was wondering why Viewfind isn't writing that information back to Folio to change the preferred value simply.
Yeah, I would imagine it's like a security. I don't know how much the discovery systems really want you to changing like the person information in the Folio system.
Well, that's a different issue now, but from my perspective, it would be really good not to have different sets of information in Viewfind and in Folio. So
I agree.
I was always wondering about why the user can have a name and an email address in Viewfind that is separate from the name and the email address in Folio. That makes things tricky. But well, maybe there's something I'm overlooking.
Well, I think a lot is just from the historical fact that when this was all designed, most of the ILSs were read-only. So it just wasn't a possibility, so it wasn't implemented. But now that it is a possibility, at least some things have been implemented. Some ILS drivers let you change your password and things like that. But I don't think all the things that could possibly be done have caught up with what is actually implemented in Viewfind.
Yeah. So and it gets to the whole account thing, because again, Chalmers is saying this is just about EBSCO and EDS. I'm like, actually, we would love to be able to have patrons reset passwords. That's especially we have guest patrons who use a different password system than our Shibboleth patrons. So that's been a challenge to navigate and. They can't reset anything. But then I also like, I'm not my circulation team, and they might say, no, we don't actually want that. So the account stuff, that is interesting that we can do a lot of these things now, Damien, and we're just maybe waiting to see what people want to do.
Right. And I think if we wanted to do these, they'd all have to be configurable settings in the ini file so that you could turn them on or off, to accommodate different needs. But I certainly would not be opposed to adding those options. It's just, as with everything, somebody would have to actually implement it.
True. Yeah.
I'm
Yeah. And
not volunteering.
identifying priorities.
Yeah. I'm not volunteering now, but I'm sure when we finally get to the point where we really commit to going to Folio, I hope that will be in the next weeks. I will certainly look into that because this is I find this really important for our users that they have a clear interface in Viewfind where they can see their data and not two sets of data. So that's really would be really important to me.
The other consideration is that because the ILS data is sort of viewed as secondary in Viewfind, there needs to be something in the Viewfind database that can allow a user to log in even if the ILS is temporarily offline or something. And that's part of the reason for the split profile. But that's not to say that there couldn't be logic to try to resynchronize things at
Yeah.
particular points in time.
Certainly, you probably would simply cache the information in view on the viewfind side and make the ILS the main source.
Exactly.
This is almost making me think maybe instead of a workshop, we should do another survey where we're like, here are our current priorities. Are they still a priority for you? Like, give us some more information. What are your new priorities? Maybe account, you know. And then use that to kind of advocate for either moving what we currently have forward, because we're like, look, we got a response from like 50 customers that they really want this to happen. Please, can we put some more resources here? Or is it more about defining, like, oh, you know, we said we wanted this, but this is exactly what people want to happen. They're like, I don't want to see a renewal button if the thing can't be renewed. Like, the system should know that. I don't know why it's there. Whereas that's a person saying, like, I have the fix. I know what I want the fix to be. I know what I want my patrons to see. Because I don't know how to get that out of a workshop, but I am open if any of you think of ways of like getting that out of a workshop, right? Like, and when I say workshop, I don't know who would do a full like day of discussing this. This would be more of a presentation. And I put kind of what they WolfCon is accepting. You could do a 15 minutes or you could do a 40 minutes presentation. So, like, let's say we wanted to do a follow-up survey. You could do a 15-minute presentation and be like, these are our top priorities. This is what we actually mean with pictures. We're going to send out a survey. Let us know what yours are so that we can move these forward because they're the same from 2023. Would be one approach to get feedback from as many people as possible. Olga?
Sorry, as an outsider, I would probably, if I were at WolfCon, I'm not going, a session with the name pain points in discovery would definitely attract my attention. So I don't know if that's something.
Oh, that's good.
Well, you basically are talking about it, and I think it's like misery loves company. So when you see that you are not alone and others talking about these things, you want to come and share your pain. That's just my two cents.
Excellent. And Olga, like, if you, let's say afterwards, you watch it on YouTube and you see the pain points and you don't see like a pain point that you have there, or you want to like talk about one of the pain points mentioned, what would that communication look like? Is a survey the best way? Is there another form for you to get your voice included in the conversation?
Survey sounds good. If coming to the meetings is a bit tricky because for me it's 7 a.m. and it's hard. I'm not sure what other ways could be even. Conferences, of course, that's another way. I usually go to the EBSCO one because we only have ETS and locate.
Gotcha. Yeah, and Locate's coming up with all sorts of things about like holdings and some of these problems that looks really exciting.
And it brings interesting because now we have Foley, Locate, and EDS. Just one small example. We have a due date in Folio as day, month, year, in EDS as year, month, day, and in Locate as month, day, year. So three different ways for the same due date. Seriously, can you give me just one format? Yeah.
Yeah, our EDS started showing the ISO format Like,
And I don't mind, so because in Canada, half, it feels like, I don't know, I don't have stats, but it feels like half country is using day month year, the other half is using month day year, and you never know which one is that unless it's after the 12th of any month. You don't know because you're just supposed to guess. So to me, put it year, month, day, and then no one is guessing. Everyone knows what it is.
Well, they—I mean—they include the entire string, like
that's the
time to the
problem.
second. Yeah, that's even. Yeah, that's
And
another.
the milliseconds and the time zone, preferably. So, but the year part or the year month day part of the ISO format, I think that's really what should be used because it's unambiguous. So.
Yeah, and I see what you mean by the EBSCO conference, right? Because kind of to my earlier point, the vendor conferences are where sometimes you feel when you're talking about those pain points, you can get with the other people who are like, I know, why is it like this? Because they use the same product that you're using. Okay, so we are coming up kind of on time. Well, I mean, we still got some time, but I just wanted to think again about WolfCon and kind of where we want this conversation to go and how to form it. We could do a 15-minute pain points and discovery to just cover again those 2023 pain points, the corresponding JERA tickets that we're trying to push through, and mention like there's a whole other world of pain we don't know about, like, and either survey or some mechanism to make sure we're recognizing that and communicating it back to the different groups. What are your thoughts? Or we could just skip it. Like, I'm not saying we have to do WolfCon. I'm just trying to think of ways to get information from the community about their priorities.
I think the 15-minute talk seems like a reasonable approach, because I don't feel like we have a super clear direction that gives us a longer time slot, but this sort of just reiterating and requesting feedback, giving a status report that fits well. And I know the organizing committee is looking for more talks, so would appreciate this submission to get something else on the schedule. The other question is who will be physically there to run the talk, because we can't get anywhere if there's nobody there to do the on-site piece. I'm certainly happy to help remotely, as long as it doesn't conflict with all the viewfind stuff I'm already obligated to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly happy to speak, but I will not physically be there.
I don't think we should worry about the who will be there problem. I think if WolfCon is desperate for talks and there's a whole lot of accepted talks from remote, then we'll collectively figure out someone to push the start button on these Zooms. I think if we as a technology community can't figure that out, then we've got bigger problems.
Okay, I'm just kind of writing in the draft what the outline of 15 minutes. Here are the top, here are five top 2023 pain points. Here are the JIRAs associated with those four fixes.
And I mean, maybe we should try to also have some positive things to say, like, have we actually made progress in some of these areas? What is that progress? Or is it really grim?
You know, there's been a lot of workarounds to fix. I'm thinking about like loan type and kind of the use of loan type to do things that previously couldn't be done. And there's been a lot of work in loan type. And then also the library location has been shouldering a lot of work for us, you find, because it's what we use to like take away that place a hold link for certain items. So yeah, we could talk about workarounds and fixes with examples. And I'm glad you mentioned that too, because like I want pictures of like working examples and like UIs where like, yes, this is kind of the direction we want to go, because that always gives some nice context to the very technical JIRAs that are out there. But like, wouldn't it be nice if instead of relying on the location, behind the scenes, there's a flag that lets, if that user's logged in, they know exactly, they can see exactly what they can request and what they can't. There's no error message because there can't, like, that'd be amazing.
So, Jamie, will the deadline for submitting the sessions be extended? Do you already know?
I
Or is
do
it
not.
the 25th?
It is currently the 25th. I mean, historically, I think extensions have happened, but I don't think we want to encourage people to procrastinate. So.
Yeah, I'm under draft. I'm just coming up with like an outline.
Right.
Are these still your pain points?
And what's new?
Yeah, what's and then yeah, then it could be a nice quick like here's the state of where we're at. What is, what's new? And then as Olga was pointing out, if many of these people will not watch this until after, they're posted on YouTube and might only see the survey if we do a survey, not committing anyone yet. But that would be an easy way to get that feedback because, like at a presentation, unless you're really doing a hands-on workshop and you've got a lot of people there, it can be very hard to like for people to speak out into a group or to put something in the chat even, their true opinion of what they're working with and what they're seeing. Whereas a survey is more like sending it off into ether. You're like, I can be very honest here. Okay, I'll continue to kind of work on this draft slash outline and then post it to the group to kind of get some more feedback, especially for those who maybe are on the different time and didn't realize what time this meeting was, or couldn't make it for other reasons, because of the time shift. Any other announcements, updates, or questions?
I'll just once again say if you want me to help with this presentation proposal, please ping me directly in Slack so that I don't miss it because I do want to be helpful, but I'm a little overwhelmed, as always.
Understood, Damien. Understood. And hopefully, like the decision to go with the 15-minute stuff we already know presentation makes this super simple and easy to do. And once again, I'm not committing it yet. So if people don't think it's a good idea, we don't have to do it. And that would free up some of your time. All right. Well, have a lovely Tuesday, and I'll see you all next meeting. I think I'm canceling the meeting after this, but then 2 weeks from then. So we'll have some time before our next meeting. Bye all.
So no meeting on
Bye.
the 31st?
Right, because I think it's the last week of the month. We're trying not to.
I wasn't sure if it's the last week of March or
It
the
is. It is
first
technically.
week of April. So
But I'm fine with waiting, unless something urgent comes up.
Okay.
Bye all.
Bye.